92 KDDG Albany and 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7.
Your news update brought to you on Monday and Wednesday and Friday mornings by Chiropractic Connection. We'll get to a few news headlines coming up here shortly. Right now, we get a chance to get a national FFA update here this morning from Indianapolis, checking in with the Litchfield FFA. This report brought to you by Mike Breath Construction, Minnesota Corn Growers, Minnesota Manufacturing, Nelson Insurance Agency, also Minnesota Farmers Union, Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street Albany, and Minnesota Farm Bureau. And we go to Indianapolis this morning. Abby Schautz joining us with the Litchfield FFA. Abby, how you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
Well, we're doing just fine. So far, so good. How's the week gone for you guys over there?
Oh, it's been a blast. It's definitely an eye-opening experience for me and the rest of the chapter.
Well, Abby, talk about your chapter at Litchfield High School. Give us an overview on your FFA chapter.
I would say that our chapter is very an active chapter. We have about 42 members in our chapter, enrolled in our chapter right now. As of right now, we are down at the National FFA Convention. We have two teams competing in both parliamentary procedure and conduct of chapter meetings, and we're honestly all having a blast. Parliamentary procedure is a big thing in our chapter.
Mm-hmm. Has any of the competition gone on yet, or are you guys waiting for results, or where does that stand?
We actually both competed, or actually my team, the Conduct of Chapter Meetings team, competed on Wednesday afternoon, and unfortunately we didn't make it out of the first round, but it was still a lot of fun. I think a lot of our nerves got to us, but It was a lot of fun, and we learned a lot. And the parliamentary procedure team also, unfortunately, did not make it out of the first round, but they had a really good set, and I think their nerves just got to them, too. I mean, it's definitely a big deal, but we learned a lot, so that's the part that matters.
I can imagine, you know, over 70,000 people there just kind of adds a little extra nerve to your belly when you're competing, I assume.
Yeah, no kidding.
You bet. And other activities, have you guys had a chance to attend any sessions or workshops or anything this week?
We haven't really got to attend any sessions yet, but we did get to walk around the convention center and experience and talk to all the vendors. But we're planning on going to the sessions here probably about after lunch. We're planning on going to one or two of them. And then we have the banquet tonight for our contest.
All right. Abby Schautz joining us with the Litchfield FFA. Abby, when did your start in the FFA happen, and how did you get involved, first of all? Was it something you were well aware of over there at Litchfield?
Yeah, I think I would say FFA has always been in my family. Right now, I am currently a sophomore at Litchfield High School, and I was able to join FFA at Litchfield in about eighth grade is when I started. So my oldest sister, Laura, was actually the president of the chapter at the time. So I also had that one step ahead, like, let's go and get started. And my dad was also in the FFA, and he was the president as well.
So what are some of the highlights you guys do during the year? Are there certain events or activities you look forward to as an FFA?
I would say I think Parley is our biggest highlight. We have a lot of fun with that. A lot of hours are put into it, but we also participate in the corn drive for Camp Courage, which will be probably fairly soon, maybe when we get back. We attend lots of different camps throughout the state, and yeah, we like to compete in a lot of different contests as well.
Now, for folks who are unfamiliar with FFA and you say Parley, can I summarize it by saying the best way to conduct a meeting? Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty good summarization.
You know, I've used some of those hints because, you know, I was in FFA. I wasn't very active at the time 20 years ago, but it sure makes a meeting go a lot better if you institute some of those practices.
Oh, yeah, it definitely keeps everything in line.
You bet. So as far as agriculture goes, do you foresee yourself having a future career? I know you mentioned you're just a sophomore. Are you actively looking at that as a possibility?
Well, I currently live on a beef cattle farm. I don't know if I will take on the livestock aspect of it, but I have also gained the opportunity to oversee everything that agriculture and FFA has to offer, but I am thinking of going into college and getting a degree in communications. So
all right.
FFA has definitely had a big part on that for me.
All right, Abby, now be honest. Has anybody else from a different state kind of giggled and said, you guys have a funny accent?
Yeah, and to be honest, my the rest of my team, they could be talking, and if I started talking, they'd all like look at me like I was insane. They're like, what did you just say? And the common question yesterday was, is it hot dish or casserole?
Oh, boy.
Everyone got a kick out of that one.
And you said hot dish, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Abby Schautz joining us with the Litchfield FFA. Abby, we appreciate you taking time on your busy schedule. Thanks for letting us know what you guys are doing, a little bit more about the Litchfield FFA chapter, and have a great rest of your week and a safe trip back home, okay?
Yes, thank you. It was a blast.
All right. Thanks again. Abby Schautz joining us with the Litchfield FFA, our reports here on CHASM Radio.